Lately, there's been no shortage of controversy in China's film market. A few weeks ago, the Chinese movie Switch raked in nearly 300 million yuan for being an incredibly awful product. Now, Tiny Times, the first film by Chinese author and businessman Guo Jingming, has provoked a heated debate between Chinese viewers of different generations.
当青春变成旧照片，当旧照片变成回忆，当我们终于站在分岔的路口，孤独、失望、彷徨、残忍，上帝打开了那扇叫做成长的大门。
Guo is a successful writer turned businessman. His novels were able to tap into the wallets of China's young adolescent readers to bring him quick fame and fortune. Last year, his books sold for 1.4 million US dollars, making him the biggest owner among Chinese authors. But Guo is never too shy to boast about his fortune and often posts pictures about his extravagant lifestyle, so he's constantly criticized by more conservative members of society. Now, with Guo's first film to hit Chinese movie theaters, the conservatives have a fresh fish to fry. The story of Tiny Times is about the friendship of four college girls. Unlike Zhao Wei's So Young about a month ago, the girls in Tiny Times don't attend schools. Instead, they wear magnificent outfits, live in spacious apartments, work for fashion shows, and break up with their boyfriends over expensive gifts.In a word, it's Gossip Girl, the Shanghai Freshman special. Now, some opinion leaders are lambasting the so-called twisted values portrayed in Tiny Times. They believe the film's abundance of luxury items may lead our youth to harbor unrealistic longings for material wealth.So Guo's obsession with luxury has once more become a topical issue. In fact, the dispute over the blatant display of material wealth has clouded people's observation from an objective perspective. For example, despite the lackluster performance of the good-looking superstar actors and actresses, the movie actually tells a decent story that one can understand without difficulty, beating average Chinese films that are usually weak in script. From time to time, actress Xie Yiling even pokes some fun at the audience to spice things up a little.Cinematography is slightly above average, but two long takes are instantly effective, including one which lasts for 2 minutes and 40 seconds and another for 4 minutes. Both are challenging shots, especially the latter, where the camera follows the lead actress through swarms of people in a 4-story building. The pictures may look a bit gaudy, but they are quite in line with the lavish costume and setting.If the film were made by any director other than Guo Jingming, it may not have caused such serious opposition from orthodox critics. But then again, the film may not have sold so well without all the fuss. So beware, critics. Your censure may have promoted the very ideas that you try to suppress. We humans never stop seeking material wealth. Our youths, born in an age of prosperity, may have a rightfully higher aspiration than their parents could envision.So instead of giving empty talks on so-called healthy virtues, it's better to encourage them to work hard for wealth, both material and spiritual. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give Tiny Times a 5.